Hey, Anka Herman, back again for another Daily Spark of Possibility. So today I want to ask you, who is talking you out of your best ideas? Because the other day I spoke to a friend and we had a conversation a little while ago where we basically noticed that there is a bar in town. Well, there's two bars, they're right next to each other, and one is always packed and the other one basically gets the overflow and is sort of more busy when the next door one is closed. So it surely can't be, they pretty much offer the same kind of thing. And so it can't be the location, because location, they're like on the square in the real touristy area and literally right next to each other. And a little while ago she said, well, I think, you know, they need a consultant or a coach to help them figure out what's going wrong there, because it's been going on for years. And so she said, oh, maybe, you know, I should somehow get in touch and see whether I can offer them my help. And I'm like, okay, great. Why don't you go and, you know, have a beer there and ask and see whether you can speak to the person responsible. Oh, great. Yeah, I'll do that. And so the other day when I spoke to her, I said, hey, so what happened? Did you go? Did you ask them? What did they say? And she goes, they're not interested. And, you know, they're not going to spend money on a consultant if business is already not really going well. And if they were, they'd already hired one. And so, all right, okay. So did they tell you that? No, that isn't really. So she didn't even go. She never even asked. And before we all go and have a kind of an eye roll, kind of like, oh God, you know, for God's sake, how often do we all do it? When we have an idea and then it's a bit scary, and it's kind of something that would push us out of our, like, so-called comfort zone. It's kind of, you know, we feel a bit scared about it. And immediately we come up with reasons. Oh, no, they're not going to need it. And they're not going to pay that much. And they're not going to want this. And so we never even... Because the thing is, all these things can be true. But until you actually go ask, you're not going to know. And we're so often so quick to listen to that scared little voice in our head and take the recommendation that come from there as a fact, when we really don't know. Because it's funny, because when you think that before stepping out in the unknown, the big issue we always have is that, yeah, but we don't know for sure. Like, we want certainty that we can't actually get. Now, what if we were as tough on the self-doubts, on all the little fearful thoughts that tell us not to do something? What if we insisted on proof there as well? What would you do differently? Talk to you tomorrow.